saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Yeah, have a look on my Twitter account if you get a chance. It's at Justin Smith 954, all one word, Justin Smith 954. You'll see a picture there of David Glenn and his injuries, and you'll realise why we need to rush this through. We need to get cyclists registered and insured on the roads. Emily Greenwood, I spoke to earlier this week. She got $15,000 worth of bills to pay for damage to her teeth and her jaw. And we're not talking about a little molar that's a touch loose. She had all the photos that you would have seen were just shocking. Lost her teeth and her jaw broke. Just terrible stuff. And there was a letter yesterday in the Sydney Morning Herald from David Glenn. He had a similar thing. He is out of pocket, and we managed to track him down. He's on the line. Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Justin. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. David, you sent me those photos. I hope you don't mind me showing those to people because they're awful.
Oh, not at all. We really have to solve this problem. So anything we can do to solve this problem, that's great.
What happened to you, David?
I was coming home from work during May and was crossing the Pacific Highway. The light was green in my favour. I moved into the road to cross the road, and a rogue cyclist travelling on the wrong side of the road collided with me. I estimate he was going probably about 40 kilometres an hour.
Yeah.
The impact of that collision knocked me unconscious and gave me severe head injuries plus a fractured elbow. Fortunately, there were two witnesses who corroborated my side of the story, and they very kindly helped me to the side of the road so I could get the requisite medical attention.
Yeah.
Trust, they was great.
And what happened with the cyclist, David, after the collision?
The cyclist, to his credit, did give me his name and address. The matter was referred to the police, who did, as I understand it, issue an infringement notice. But, of course, this is not so much about the rights or wrongs of the particular issue. It's about the whole question of compensation.
Yeah. Yeah,
for victims of this kind of accident.
Well, how? Yeah, I mean, everybody makes mistakes, and cyclists on the road, and motorcyclists and drivers, we're all going to make mistakes, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
How out of pocket are you, David?
I'm fortunately not as extensively out of pocket as Emily Greenwood, because I don't require the level of cosmetic surgery that Emily clearly requires. But certainly I'd be out of pocket, taking into account loss of earnings to the tune of about $3,000 to $4,000.
Yeah. And how much, I think I know the answer to this, how much did you get back?
Absolutely zero.
Yeah.
Because what I have to do if I attempt to recover this money is take an action against the cyclist at common law. And it's all very well bringing an action at common law. You subject yourself to the risk of incurring substantial legal costs.
Yeah.
You may win the case, but the other individual may well prove to be a man of straw, in which case it's an exercise in futility.
Yeah, as in they've got nothing.
Absolutely.
Blood and stone type of scenario. And also, as you say, you know, you are out of pocket $3,000 or $4,000. You get awarded $3,000 or $4,000, and then a lawyer sticks out his hand and said, can you give me six?
Oh, absolutely.
You've
got the legal costs involved in the proceedings.
Yeah.
And what we need is the equivalent of what happens on the motor vehicle side of things, where there's compulsory third-party insurance, which provides the funding for compensation for victims of motor vehicle accidents.
You certainly sound like a smart person who's thought about it a lot, David. What do we do here? We need to have a good third party insurance scheme in place. But do you believe with that comes the registering of cyclists?
Oh, absolutely. That registration needs to occur. So it's the system that's the equivalent of the system that we have in place for motor vehicles. There's a registration fee and a compulsory third party insurance charge that is levied on cyclists. Cycles are vehicles, and vehicles cause damage, and we need to provide a system that provides compensation, and that's a cost to the community, and that's paid by the cycling community in much the same way as third-party insurance for vehicles is paid by the drivers. I'm a driver, and I pay my third-party insurance.
You know, David, there's a very, I still maintain there's a very positive side for this, for the cyclists, is they take a little bit more ownership over the road. They own the roads a little more. They have a little more right to the roads if they're registered. There is a positive side to this for them. It's not all negative. I don't know why the hell they're fighting it so much.
Oh, absolutely. And the reality is they may also suffer injuries. They are on the receiving end of injuries in much the same way as pedestrians are.
It's good talking to you, David. How are you feeling now?
Fortunately, I've largely recovered, but I'm still doing physiotherapy on the fractured elbow. So people have got to realize...
Oh, really?
Yes, recovery from these injuries takes a long time. And that is why we need a compensation mechanism, because you've got the ongoing medical cost.
Somebody should be paying for that. I don't mind some insurance money being paid for that. That's exactly what should happen. David, thank you. A happy New Year. I hope you have a good 2015. Thanks for chatting.
Okay, thanks for inviting me onto your show, Justin.
David Glenn, who wrote a letter to the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday and had a similar story to Emily Greenwood, which is that he's out of pocket. And as he points out, he's not as out of pocket as what Emily was. He's out about $3,000 to $4,000. But did you hear that though? He's got ongoing physiotherapy for the accident. Now, if somebody's involved in an accident and they need ongoing physiotherapy, there's got to be an insurance scheme in place so that it gets paid for. It is ridiculous. Have a look at the photos of his injury if you get a chance. Justin Smith 954 is my Twitter account. We'll also send it out on the 2UE Twitter account.